This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. All month long, we've been asking a provocative question. Who is an American at different periods in our nation's history? And we've been focusing on one of its oldest cities, Philadelphia. If you visit Philly today, you'll see Americans of Vietnamese, Chinese, Puerto Rican, and Mexican backgrounds. You'll also note that only 0.3% of the population there is Native American.
There was about 40 years of interaction between our people and the people that colonized the Philadelphia area before land conflicts.
Coming up, what happened to the original settlers of Philadelphia, the Lenni Lenape tribe. But first, the city of brotherly love is a magnet for tourists who come from far and wide to see its history up close. We sent reporter Joel Rose to put the question, who is an American, to visitors and to locals.
The answers I heard were as varied as the faces of the people waiting in line to see the Liberty Bell.
Who is an American?
I would say an American is a person who believes in rights and liberty and justice for all mankind, not just certain people.
American is an individual that tries to take care of his family and try to do the right thing.
Who is an American? Anyone who's living in this great land.
Are there any particular ideas that you think Americans have in common?
I think that freedom is definitely one that we all believe and we all think that people should have, regardless of whether it's that women and men can work in the workplace, that religions can work together, races work together, any kind of freedom like that.
Jennifer McGanney of Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, Leonard and Ruth Taylor of Springfield, Illinois, and Terry Knight of Little Rock, Arkansas. Last year, about 2 million visitors came to see the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, making historical tourism fast-growing industry.
Jimmy, you want strawberry milk?
Yes. Tourism helps support local vendors like Philadelphia native Chad Wayne, who runs a hot dog stand not far from Independence Hall.
Who is an American?
Who is an American? I think just somebody who basically wakes up and goes to work every day, 9 to 5, doesn't commit any crimes, you know, pays their taxes, and that's about it. That's my opinion, anyway.
Wayne goes to work here every day. So does Dan Batiste, who sells tickets for a company that gives bus tours in the city.
I work here, I see cars drive by every day, and you always see that one guy who, like, has more American flags on his vehicle than the entire city of Philadelphia does. You've got those few guys who overdo it, but that's not everybody.
It's pretty common to see the American flag around here, not just on cars, but also on bags, hats, pins, and especially shirts. Across the street from the Liberty Bell, I spot 3 guys in matching red, white, and blue polo shirts.
So you guys are all wearing matching shirts here. Can you describe the shirts?
They've got the fluorine flag on them, superimposed on top of the Declaration of Independence.
Sean Tucker explains that the shirts are part of the uniform they're wearing to a convention of school nutritionists. When I ask who is an American, his friend Ed Bezik doesn't hesitate. Music says an American is someone who speaks English.
When you're in this country, you should speak this country's language. We should not have to change to accommodate you. We left you in, you came over, that's all good. But get used to the ways over here. Don't make us change to what you were back home. If it was so good back home, go back home. This is the U.S.
Not everyone I ask has such a ready answer.
I'm a little stuck on your questions. I would have to get at a little more thought.
Clifford Womack is a maintenance supervisor at Independence National Historical Park. Womack grew up in a predominantly African-American neighborhood in a tough part of North Philadelphia. His father was from Virginia and his mother from Trinidad. He's proud of his work at the park, where he's been for 32 years.
I've been here with the moving of the Liberty Bell from all 3 buildings to the new building where it stands at now. My whole life has basically been the National Park Service. I tell people I have a very short resume.
Womack also works as a firefighter, a job that's allowed him to travel all over the country. He's fought fires in Washington State and Idaho, where he met Native Americans for the first time. He's also helped with recovery efforts in New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, and he's troubled by some of what he's seen.
You can look around and you can still see the poverty that's there, and I question why things cannot be better. To make this country as great as it is, it took a lot of different ethnic groups. It took a lot of people, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of blood. So I find that question really hard. How do you nail it down to who is an American? that question is kind of, it's going to haunt me the rest of the day here.
Womack isn't the only person who takes issue with the question itself.
I guess, what is an American, maybe the better question.
John Gaskin was born in Trinidad, though he's lived in West Philadelphia for the last 13 years. He thinks what is an American is a better question because it gets at what a person really thinks.
What would constitute values and ideologies and all that sort of stuff?
Who?
Because it is, I guess, would, to me, would be physical. Physically, that's another story, and Americans are made up of all different colors, races, peoples. It's a conglomerate of the world, really.
Okay, so what is an American?
That's a good question. Someone who has high standards, who believes in liberty, freedom, and justice, and who tends to look on themselves as being the savior to the world.
Even, Gaskin says, when others might not agree. Independence Park Ranger Tom Degnan concedes that America doesn't always live up to its own ideals, but he says an American is someone who keeps trying anyway.
I think it's someone who really takes to heart some of the language that has been put down in our founding documents. The Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. The nation is founded on those principles. We had a hard time living up to them fully, but there has been that effort, and I think an American, in the best sense, is conscious of that.
Except for Independence Hall and a small number of other buildings, there isn't a whole lot left from the city where the Declaration of Independence was signed more than 230 years ago. But Philadelphians, and for that matter, Americans, are still trying to live up to its promises. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.